some of the problems. The relationship between man and man. Whether man can ever live at peace with himself and with the neighbor. And whether there is a reality that is not put together by thought. Whether there is such a quality of love, affection, compassion that has never been touched by jealousy, anxiety, guilt, fear. And can the mind, which is so heavily conditioned, can ever free itself and be completely, totally free to find out if there is an ultimate reality? If we don't find out, explore and discover for ourselves the truth of all this, we must inevitably make life into a mechanical affair, a life in which there is constant struggle, a life which is utterly meaningless. I'm sure we're all aware of all this. At least those of us who are somewhat serious must have asked themselves these questions. And if one has asked whether it is at all possible to uncondition the mind so that it looks at life in a totally different way, so that it is no longer Christian mind or a Catholic mind or a Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, all these absurd divisions, whether it is at all possible for a mind that is so conditioned ever to be free, to be innocent, vulnerable. So the